Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key.
How you doing?
How you doing, Keyshawn?
Starting at guard. The 6'6".
No. Oh, man.
6'6 all day.
No, that's what they mean. It's Chicago.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Is going to the
is now Mr. Relevant.
I wonder why they would even call somebody Mr. Irrelevant. He's still not drafted.
Not even that. Imagine when you wake up today and you're like, damn, I lost to Mr. Irrelevant.
No, it wasn't no wake up because then
I ain't never going to sleep.
You wasn't going to sleep. Yeah, I promise to God you didn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
You're up pacing.
Your stomach.
You're tossing and turning, trying to figure it out. You probably don't watch Sports City 50 times.
I'll tell you.
Even though you claim you didn't.
I'll tell you, went to sleep, slept right through the night like a baby. I bet you Joe Burrow slept like a baby. I bet you before the game, Joe Burrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts slept like a baby.
Jalen Hurts was throwing.
I know everybody's going to be on the Joe Burrow tip today. Just put respect on Jalen Hurts.
By the way, beast. It really might go in the league right now. Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Hurts 3. Like, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, he wasn't right. He wasn't 100% and throwing dimes from the pocket.
So that's what I'm saying. So as you would say, oh, he gets a little extra credit for that. You know, a little extra credit. He was hurt.
No doubt.
So you give him a little extra credit.
I did. I got him. By the way, think of his resume. I got him third in the league right now, probably. I got to think this one through. But he looked great. So anyway.
We're going to talk about a quarterback that is not top 10 or top 10. How are you framing it this morning?
This is a problem, man. Key, what do you always say? Don't turn the ball over. Everyone been in all week about Dak, right? And he got over it last week.
Oh, man, when he threw that pick in the first quarter to Diamador. Lenore, I was like, okay, so this is what we get ready to do the rest of the game. We're going to get a ball to the other team.
Hey, but two picks, Jay, when you add it up, really the difference in the game.
Yeah, but Key, it's not even that. It's like, okay, let's just set the setting for everybody.
Oh!
The best running back gets hurt. Tony Pollard goes out of the game. In that moment of time, you're like, okay, here we go. This is the moment where Dak has to elevate his other teammates. It's time, right? The dynamic running aspect of your game is gone. Now, Dak, here's the stage. And that's the delivery you get.
Well, he likes to elevate the secondary of the other team.
You know, I had to watch. You know, so I'm watching the games and stuff. And you see things in real time and you're watching it. And you say, well, okay, that's on him. That second interception I originally thought was on CeeDee Lamb.
It's on Dak.
But then I realized it's on Dak. Why would you even throw the ball right there when you know – he's pushing. He's pivoting back out. The coverage says that Ward, the slot dude, is right there. So even if CeeDee Lamb was the stick and stay, he wouldn't have been able to do anything but catch the football and get tackled right there in between two dudes. Now, typically, if you stick and stay right there, you just stay. The man that's on him wouldn't have never ran out and tried to get underneath it. Dak should get off of him immediately. That's a man-to-man route when he pivot back outside like that. That's the only time you throw that in man-to-man because you lost your man. But they were in a zone-type bracket coverage, and all of a sudden, he still throws a football. I'm like, what are you doing? But that's because he ain't reading it right for whatever reason.
Final score, 19-12. And I know, like, say you say, well, they come away with 3 points, and how does that the difference in the game, those two interceptions? But – you know, that those are points you could have scored too on offense, even just getting field goal range, just keep the chains moving. It really seemed like when a defense plays like the way the Cowboys defense did, you need, like, the last thing the quarterback can do is turn the ball over twice on the road in the playoffs. And I got to imagine that is demoralizing for that Dallas defense. For someone like Micah Parsons, who, you know, Micah Parsons, you look and you go, oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
This dude.
Have you ever been side-eyed?
LT, he really looks like LT.
Have you ever been side-eyed, Max, by anybody?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Who asked?
Imagine how many side-eyes Dak Prescott got yesterday from his teammates. On the field, off the field, on the plane, standing in line, getting ready to get on the plane. I can only imagine, because you're right. When you throw two interceptions and your defense plays that way, those interceptions are costly. Because guess what the other side did? They played basically the same way on defense. They played lights out football, but what did the quarterback not do? Give the football over to the other team.
Well, that, I mean, this has been an ongoing theme with Dak and Key. I know that we said, a couple
weeks
ago. Well,
I thought he turned the corner last week.
Exactly, right? On turn the corner. But here's something that's going to blow your mind, Key. Hold on. Hold on, Max. Dak has not had back-to-back games without a turnover, interception, or lost fumble
since
for 49 straight games.
Wait, he
49 straight games.
You're saying he
games.
Hasn't put two together?
Yes.
In 49 games?
49 games.
So he has zero turnover. Then he comes back and has a turnover.
Yep.
Yeah.
Zero turnover.
Never had back-to-back games without a turnover. 49 straight
Hard
games.
Hard to win a Super Bowl like that, right?
49 straight games, Key.
Damn, he a turnover
right?
machine like that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so when you get
that
to
doesn't
this,
even sound. That doesn't even. I mean, I know you. You're,
no, the question
right.
is how many other players does that apply to, right? Is that
No. That's not what I was saying. I was just going to say it doesn't even sound right. Like you, that doesn't even sound like $150, $200 million quarterback.
So,
like,
so the last two games where he's had back-to-back games without a turnover was the last regular season game in 2018 and then the season opener in 2019.
Here is Dak on how he felt about his performance after the game.
Just disappointed, as I said. I mean, guys that played their asses off, defense who gave us an opportunity to win this game, who played hard against a really, really good offense, a really good team, and for us to only put up the points that we did, that's unacceptable. And it starts with me, and I've got to be better. I mean, that's
really
no other way to sugarcoat it.
Well, yes, I would say
why
that's
are you laughing?
Shocker. Really?
Oh, you heard me?
Yes, I heard you.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Mike McCarthy, Cowboys head coach. Remember, I said Dak had some runway. The first to give him another year, then they get rid of the coach, then the new coach, and then when he does it again, well, it's first system with the new first year with the new coach. But that was those turnovers maybe shortened that runway to me. Here is Mike McCarthy, Cowboys head coach.
We felt that we were going to be able to get our hands on the ball just because of the way we play on defense, and you know our takeaways for the season speak for themselves. You know, and we had some chances tonight, so we could, you know. Like I said, we came up a few plays short in the big play area.
Clock management, an issue? Key, Jay?
I think the last part of the game, I didn't understand. They let, I don't know, 20 seconds or so run off when they were punting the ball at the end of the game there.
McCarthy can tell time. Maybe he has one of those conditions where you can't tell time.
No, I don't know if it was on him or miscommunication with the people in the personnel grouping. Maybe they were thinking that they were going to go for it like I was thinking. At that point in the game, yeah, you had the 2-minute warning. You had three timeouts. But I personally, if I was coaching that team, I would have scrapped that, man. Let's go. Because we hadn't been able to stop them at that portion of the game from an offensive standpoint. They have been kind of moving the football a little bit. And you saw what happened when they got the ball back. They moved the ball, kept the ball, and that was it. And the Cowboys got it back with whatever, 40-some seconds left.
But, Key, I'm not going to jump to conclusions and say that, all right, today, Dak, Mike McCarthy should be fired. Like, I think Mike McCarthy should be the next head coach. He should continue to be the head coach there. At some point, the dudes on the field have to make the plays.
100%.
Like, at some point, you're going to look at Dak and you're going to say, okay, like, this moment was built for you. Like, it was 19-12.
Like, McCarthy,
it was right there. You have multiple opportunities. It's right there.
Mike McCarthy didn't throw the first pick. Mike McCarthy didn't throw the second pick. Mike McCarthy didn't tackle Pollard and hurt his ankle. Yeah. So when you start to look at those things, everything can't always be on the coach, the coach, the coach, the coach, the coach. There are certain things in games that I certainly could tell you if a coach did something wrong and he didn't make the right decision or the right call. I could do that, but in this particular game, this one is not on Mike McCarthy.
I hope Jerry Jones is listening. Jerry, you keep Mike McCarthy. You give him a 10-year contract extension right now. I say that as a Giants fan. Just keep everything exactly the way it is.
Well, Max, I wouldn't even mention Giants today.
Why not? The Giants in year.
Why? They had a great year.
Key, you even said.
They had a great year.
You said it wasn't even a rebuilding year. It was an evaluation year. Key, they got as far as the Cowboys.
They had a good year, but it ain't. But you and I both know.
Yeah.
That once you get into the playoffs, you ain't trying to go home and then come back.
Of course.
And say, oh, it was an evaluation year.
They won a playoff game.
They got blitzed by the Eagles, and that's fine.
This team had no business in the playoffs. They weren't that good. They won a freaking playoff game. They got as far as the Cowboys just had arguably their best season in over 25 years. You could argue it was their best season in over 25 years, but certainly one of them. The Giants are in year one of rebuild. Their evaluations, they got just as far.
That's see, it's cool, not right, but key you don't have no to room to you don't have no room to talk right now.
That's not the way the Giants got.
Everybody's like all angry and disappointed. I'm like, why? Like they exceeded expectations.
No, they won.
This year.
Yeah, look, man, I feel good. They just got whooped up.
The
yeah.
Eagles are just on a different level.
They won the argument. It was an evaluation year. They backdoored in the playoffs, won a playoff game, went on the road to the Eagles, and got shellacked. No question about it. But don't jump all over the Cowboys when your favorite team.
I'm not.
No.
I'm talking about Mac.
I'm
talking about Mike McCarthy. I like Daboll. I love Daboll, and I like Daniel Jones, right? Like, he had nowhere to go with the ball that whole game. I like that. It's just in play. Keep everything the way it is there. If I'm a Giants fan, I'm looking at the Cowboys going, keep everything the way it is. I love it. I'll take my guys. You take your guys. Let's see how this goes.
Just saying, though, when they went on the road and they beat up Minnesota, you were very like, oh, there's a chance. Like, it was different. It's Minnesota's defense. Same way. It should have been the same way we looked at Dallas beating Tampa, because that was your point about Tampa being beat up. Same thing, right?
Well, the difference was that Philadelphia has been, when they've been healthy, they've been
the best team in
probably
football.
The best team
but
in football.
Yes. Check this out, though, man. The Cowboys' defense played really good football.
Yes, they did.
The quarterback didn't play good football, so therefore they wind up losing the game.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. It's true. Meantime, that's the Cowboys. I don't even think the Cowboys were the team with the most pressure on them, and they lost. Team with the most pressure on them this whole season, this playoffs, everything, was the Buffalo Bills, and they lost too. So here's the question. Is it time to reevaluate? I'm asking a question. Josh Allen, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We can be heard on Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You can find us there. We're on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. We're on ESPNU all 4 hours up to 10 a.m. Eastern. You can listen to us on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN. You can download the podcast. There are no excuses to not listen to this show. All right, look. Josh Allen looks like the whole package. Big, strong. I mean, they drafted him to play in that. Not only with he had like the among the best tools ever in terms of size, athletic ability, and arm, even though he was raw coming out of college, but he looked like he was tailor-made for Buffalo. Could play in the bad weather. And look, it was snowing. They had a bad weather game. Right? Like Joe Burrow, the one thing you worry about, the way he's built, would he be built for that, right? Oh, he might get hurt. I heard a lot of people say that. But Josh Allen's sturdy, and he's built for that whole thing. I mean, they played in the snow. They played at Buffalo. They played with everything to play for. The Bengals' offensive line was missing three starters. But Joe Burrow's played two full seasons in the NFL as a starter after being drafted first overall, after having the greatest season ever in college football which he capped by the greatest, having the greatest game ever in the championship game in college football. And he's already been to a Super Bowl, came one throw away, one play away. Took Aaron Donald, the greatest play of his career, to stop Joe Burrow. And now he's back at it. Key, you didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. This dude is going to the AFC Championship game again to see Mahomes again, who he beat last year in Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. So the question is it time to reevaluate Josh Allen? And I don't mean he's no good. I get it. He's great. But there's Patrick Mahomes. There's Joe Burrow. Now you got Jalen Hurts making this run, looking the way he did even with a bad shoulder. Is it fair to put Josh Allen in that kind of company? Here's Joe Burrow after the game on the Bills Chiefs ticket sales. Listen to this. Joe Burrow was asked about the Bills and Chiefs and the ticket sales, right? Because there's no more going to a neutral site. So all the demand for tickets at an AFC neutral site championship game, they just kind of overlooked the Bengals, right? Listen to how Joe Burrow answers that question. What about all those people who want to see the neutral site? You guys were an afterthought. Here's Joe Burrow on that question.
Everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
See, that's why I rock with him, though. That's why I like Joe Burrow. Just because he's not stale. He's not all tight and wound up like the traditional quarterbacks of, yesteryear, so to speak, Jay. He's got a certain swag to him that you would back him and roll with him because that's how he feels. I mean, the dude is just, he feels that way, and he's going out there and he's showing it. He'll come in the next year at a level, even playing field from a hype standpoint as Patrick Mahomes, and he'll come in that way where Josh Allen has come in that way and hasn't really put it out there quite like Joe Burrow has over the last couple years. So if you're going to put all that yeast in Josh Allen, you might want to reevaluate that situation on the hype machine and start looking at the dude with the Cartier glasses.
So 3/5 of Joe Burrow's offensive line was out in this game, and he was barely touched. He was barely touched. So I give their O-line a lot of credit. Even Joe Burrow said it was probably the best that their O-line has played throughout the course of the season. So I came away last night after watching that game saying, damn, is Joe Burrow worth $300 million?
Yep.
Is he worth $300 million? I mean, if we're sitting here talking about Deshaun Watson getting $230 million guaranteed, and where's Lamar Jackson going to be when Joe Burrow's contract comes up, that dude to me is worth $300 million.
It's going to depend.
It's going to be a blank check, though, whatever it is.
You know what's going to determine the way we feel about that? If he goes to Kansas City in consecutive years and pops Patrick Mahomes, if that would be the fourth time they played as pros, he'd be 4-0. And he gets to the Super Bowl, come on, man. But if Mahomes gets him, then it'll be more like, okay, now Mahomes got him and, you know.
So if that's the question for Joe Burrow, I'm looking, and I said this the other day, I'm looking at Josh Allen saying, I don't question Josh Allen's talent, right? I mean, he has to do so much for this offense, but I am looking at him similar to Luka Doncic in the NBA. Every single year,
comparison.
We're MVP, MVP odds. He's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy. We want him to get there, but he can't seem to get over the hump.
He gets all the hype. He puts up the numbers.
At this stage of his career,
he's great. His team is in the playoffs, all that stuff, but maybe he does too much, right? Like, yeah, Key.
So, Jay, if we got Luka and Josh Allen, and we got 4 or 5 Michael Jordans, then what is Joe Burrow? Is he Larry Bird?
I don't know if it's – I could put a name on him. That dude just wins.
I would say let's look at the quarterbacks of the 80s.
We're just talking – I'm trying to –
Yeah, he's Larry Bird.
Bird?
Yeah, Bird was the coldest dude in the world before Jordan showed up.
Yeah, that may be it. I don't really I mean, because it's first two years of his career, he's there.
Like, same thing. Like Bird did with
the
Celtics.
Bird
showed up with the Celtics. They won 20-something games the year before. They won 60-something the year he showed up.
Yeah, then that may be it.
Interesting.
Ridiculous. I mean, like,
We got about 5 Michael Jordans at quarterback running around.
Every black quarterback who's really good is Michael Jordan, right? He's Michael Jordan.
He's the MJ.
Slow down. Starting at guard.
I'll tell you what.
This music, man. It's going to get me so hyped.
Mahomes, see, here's what's crazy about Burrow now, guys. Mahomes is – there's no – like, the reason when I think about the quarterbacks from the 80s, Joe Burrow's like Joe Montana. He just wins, even if he doesn't look as spectacular as John Elway, who's like Josh Allen. Josh Allen's like John Elway light. I know he's not getting to the championship, but he's
– zero calorie, huh?
But he's getting into the playoffs. He's, oh, my God, that's the greatest package ever. But it's not as much team success as the other dude, right? And then you got like someone like Justin Herbert, also light. Dan Marino, like, look at him, oh, my God. But he's not getting the same kind of team success as Joe Montana did. As Joe, all these guys are light because these guys had done more at the same point. But there is no comparison for Patrick Mahomes. There's no parallel to him. There's no guy who puts up the stupid numbers he does, looks different than everyone else like he does, and has this level of team success. Five AFC championship games in the 5 years he's played? What? Ridiculous. But that's why Joe Burrow's got a chance now to do something special. If you take that dude, Mahomes, and you get him four straight times that you met him, twice in the championship game to get to the Super Bowl, ooh, now Burrow's elevated himself to that Mahomes level. That's insane.
I know we're going to talk about Burrow all day long, but, I mean, like, this whole thing on Josh Allen, like, look, it was a stinker. I get it. You know, he had 26 yards rushing with eight carries. You could talk about Von Miller being out. That pass rush is not the same. Joe Burrow barely got touched. I mean, Joe Mixon ran for 105 yards. The team rushed for 172 yards as opposed to the Bills, 63 yards. I actually give the Bengals defense a lot of credit. They've been giving Josh Allen fits. They gave them different looks. They've given Patrick Mahomes fits defensively as well. So if you look at the Bills in general, though, Key, secondary has been injured throughout most of the year. They've dealt with a lot of different things. I mean, other than health, like, what are you going to do? You're going to sit up here and say you don't want Josh Allen as your quarterback of the future? He didn't play well, but come on. Like, we're going to go to that extreme?
Hell no.
I don't think anybody said that.
I know, but anybody, people want to – you're going to tackle –
who said they don't want Josh Allen?
I know,
Josh
but, like, the whole thing today is like, oh, what does it say about Josh Allen? How are we going to reevaluate Josh Allen? I'm like, stop.
Yeah, but it's the truth, though.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
If you're going to evaluate Dak Prescott,
understood.
You got to evaluate Josh Allen. If you're going to evaluate another quarterback who struggles in certain situations, it's all the same. We can't give one guy a pass because we like him.
True.
And then act as though he doesn't play a very heavy
Josh
part.
Josh Allen's
we're
going to
talk about
their
this
failures
after the break.
As well as their success.
We're going to talk about this after the break. There is no way I'm putting Josh Allen and Dak Prescott in the same breath.
All right, let's get into
There's
that.
There's no way.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
That's why I like Joe Burrow. He'll come in the next year at a level, even playing field from a hype standpoint as Patrick Mahomes. And he'll come in that way where Josh Allen has come in that way and hasn't really put it out there quite like Joe Burrow has over the last couple years. You might want to reevaluate that situation on the hype machine and start looking at the dude with the Cartier glasses.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Josh Allen and Dak Prescott, oh, Key and Jay were about to get into it when the bell rang. It just, the action was heating up. Bell rang. All right, hold on. Go back to your corners, guys. Come out. You know, bell rings for round two.
Mickey, cut me. Can't see out here.
Listen, the bell just rang for round two. Go ahead.
All right, Key, so I'll kick it off. I'm not saying that it hasn't been a disappointing 3 years for Josh Allen, right? 2020, lose an AFC championship game. Allen finishes second in MVP voting. 2021, loses in the divisional round. He regresses, right? They sign Von Miller. They're going to make moves defensively. 2022, lose at home in a divisional round like we just saw happen yesterday. He leads the league in turnovers. But when it's all said and done, this dude has been to AFC championship games. He's been to one. Actually, the one he lost to Patrick Mahomes, it came down to the fact that he didn't have the ball at the end. So
best playoff game in how many years? Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time. So when it's all said and done, at least they're knocking on the door. Like, I'm not saying that he is in the same Joe Burrow conversation. He is in a different conversation than Dak Prescott because the team relies upon him to do everything from a rushing perspective. He doesn't have the defense like Dak has. We talked about it's being one of the best defenses in the whole National Football League, right, this year for the Dallas Cowboys. He doesn't have the running game that Dak Prescott has. He didn't have Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott and all the stuff.
He's kind of like Cam Newton.
He has to do it all every single year. So I'm not making excuses for him, but he's not in the same conversation as Dak.
Well, it sounds like you're making excuses
he's
for
not,
him to
no,
me.
No, he's not in the same conversation as Dak.
All I'm saying is he's been to 6 postseason appearances. Mm-hmm. He's 3-3. He's 500. Dak Prescott's been to 5. He's 2-3. Same thing to me. I don't care about
they're both on the board.
Defense.
Who are you
taking? It's a, same thing. It's
one
the same
just lost
thing.
To a rookie.
Because at the, you're
because at the end of the day, Jay, at the
got,
end of the Jay, day, both of these quarterbacks are paid to do what? Advance their teams. And neither has been able to do that. One guy on Josh Allen comes in with major expectations and hype. And every year, he's going to win the MVP. They went out and signed Von Miller to add to the defense. Von Miller got hurt. He's been on a top 10 defense for the last 4 years, 4 years in a row, they've been a top 10 defense. So don't tell me about he's not on the same type of defense, okay? Let's not do that. All I'm saying, Jay, is when you look at it, with all the hype and everything that comes in it, you got to have the same energy because you did mention he led the league in what?
In turnovers, yeah.
Turnovers.
I'm the one that mentioned it.
The
I understand.
Same thing that Dak Prescott does. Give the football to the other team.
Well, so what
there's
quarterback
no
would
difference.
You take? If you had to choose right now, Key, you're starting your franchise.
I'm taking Josh Allen.
Thank you. That's
but that
my
doesn't
point.
Mean,
eight, eight,
that's
say
exactly
ESPN.
My point. But that doesn't
eight,
mean.
Eight, eight, say ESPN.
That doesn't mean. That doesn't mean that he is so much better
he is
in
so
these
much
situations.
Better than Dak.
How could he be best,
He's
much
better,
better
than Dak?
How could it be in these moments? Damn the regular season. I'm talking about these moments that we live in the postseason where Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, took his team to the NFC Championship
and
game.
And beat who?
Jalen Hurts.
And beat who?
Took his team to the
Purdy's
NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Josh Allen's getting knocked out by Patrick Mahomes
Come
and
on,
Joe
man.
Burrow.
Come on,
does
man.
It matter?
Yes, it
and
does matter.
Got,
Keith,
and he
would have
gotten knocked out by Brock Purdy if they played
Jordan
based
the
on the way,
you just
based
said
on
Joe
the way that he
Larry
played.
Bird of the sport.
Based on the way that he played, Brock Purdy and the 49ers would have knocked him out too. Based on the way that he played. It's just the reality of it.
Well,
I
the bottom line is you're taking Josh Allen. Yeah. He just said it. He's taking what you're saying.
I'm taking
is,
him at the quarterback position.
They're in the same group.
They're
but Josh
absolutely.
Allen's ahead of Dak.
How can you all of a sudden put a guy up that has no ring?
Big, strong,
above another guy who has no ring.
Big, strong, toolsy
and keep losing in the playoffs.
Over too
he's
much in the
AFC.
Playoffs.
You know who's in the AFC.
It doesn't matter if he was. It doesn't matter if he was in the NHL. I don't give a damn.
It does matter.
You lose
it. In Ohio.
Like oh, God, stop.
Doug in Ohio. Geez. You're on with Keyshawn. Same thing, man. Let's bring Doug in.
Yeah. I agree with Keyshawn. Jay Will, you make excuses for Josh Allen. No matter what he does, you come up with excuses for him. Now, you said he lost to a rookie quarterback. So what place did you think, as far as the best teams in the league, where was San Francisco ranked at? You probably think San Francisco was the top one or two teams.
I also heard
that
San Francisco didn't play anybody.
It don't matter that he lost to a rookie quarterback. I mean, San Francisco, I thought San Francisco was the best team overall in the league. And a lot of people did, maybe not everybody. And then you keep saying, well, he lost in the AFC. The NFC won the Super Bowl the last year. And then you talking about Dak's defense.
So, Doug.
Dak's defense, Buffalo's defense has always been better than Dallas' defense. Doug, maybe not this year.
Doug, let's simplify this.
Yeah.
You have a pick. You're a GM. You're owner of a team. Who are you taking? Josh Allen or Dak Prescott? No, let Doug answer the question. Josh Allen or Dak Prescott?
I'm taking Dak Prescott.
All right, you got that then. You got that. You take that. You take Dak, Doug. You're a Cowboys fan. I can see it. You take Dak. We'll see who wins more games.
Give me a chance.
I got you.
Okay. Dak Prescott, I remember Keyshawn saying this to a caller one time. Do you watch the game? Dak Prescott has never been outplayed by the opposing quarterback in a playoff game until yesterday. Out of his five playoff games, the opposing quarterback has never played. You know, when they lost to the Rams, they gave up 273 yards rushing. Who's going to win giving up 273-yard rushing? Because you would say that,
but
if
Doug,
that happened to Josh Allen,
Doug,
because you like
Doug,
him.
Doug, do you know who Josh – people have referred to Patrick Mahomes as the Michael Jordan of football. We just sat up here, and Keyshawn, the football expert, was like, is Joe Burrow Larry Bird? Is Dak Prescott going against the Michael Jordan and Larry Bird of his respective sport? No. He's going against that dude that was drafted last.
He went up against John Morant.
Who's that?
Now you call him Brock Purdy, John Morant.
I'm trying to think of a nice player from back then. Gerald Wilkins was a nice player.
But he also, let's bring some real context to this conversation. They got Christian McCaffrey, man. They got Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, they different.
Okay? They got Kittle.
Key, come on, man. His interception.
No, there is no come on, man.
No, their interception.
I created that segment long time ago. I'm no longer on that show. I'm on a different show. So there's no more come on, man.
You said yourself the interceptions were the difference in that game. He just lost to the last pick in the draft as a rookie because that dude didn't make mistakes.
But I'm not about to sit up here and act as though Brock Purdy's not in a better situation.
Yeah, Brock
even from Kyle Shanahan calling plays versus Kellen Moore, Kyle Shanahan will run circles around Kellen Moore.
Sure.
So let's not act. Let's bring real context to this conversation. My whole conversation about Josh Allen versus Dak Prescott, same thing. They ended in the same
key.
Okay, did both of them lose yesterday?
In that regard,
yes.
So it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Okay, all right, man.
It's similar in certain ways.
One dude is the entire offense for one team.
You want him to be the entire offense.
No, you want him to be the entire.
Because Stephon Diggs catching a lot of balls. Knox is catching a lot of balls.
Josh Allen
Davis
is
doing his job. Let's not act like he just carrying the team like Lamar Jackson was doing Baltimore.
I didn't say it was like that. I didn't say it was Lamar Jackson.
You just said he did the whole.
I said he's carrying most of the load offensively. Is he not?
He didn't
come on, man.
ESPN.
Come on now, Jay. I'm with Doug.
Did the Jags have the brightest future out of all the teams that played yesterday?
Doug. It was Doug.
Josh Allen's a monster. Dak Prescott is a nice little player. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
When he went no huddle and they started to make plays.
All the big games, but light on time? Let us catch you up.
Definitely not fun ever playing against no huddle offense.
Let's run the no huddle.
Whether you huddle, whether you don't huddle, it still comes down to just the execution.
It is time for the no huddle losing teams edition.
Is the Bills on this?
Chiefs 27, Jaguars 20. Key, Trevor Lawrence, Jay. said the future is bright in Jacksonville. Here is the former number one overall pick.
It's really cool to be a part of, and it was special. And like I said, just the beginning. You know, I think that was this year. Obviously, it was huge for this organization, for our city, for just our franchise. You know, moving forward, and it kind of sets the bar of who we're going to be and what we're going to do moving forward. And that's the mindset, and we won't settle for less than that. So, you know, we got a taste of it being here, but there's more. There's more left, and we all feel that.
Jason, out of all four teams that lost this weekend, do they, the Jags, have the brightest future?
They're close. I like what they're building. I think they're on their way. I love the fact that Trevor Lawrence, after that game, stood there in the tunnel and literally slapped all of his teammates' hands. And you got that sense, that feeling, Key, that we're going to be back here. This is going to be normal for us. Let's remember this feeling so we can take it moving forward. Brightest future, though.
It's fine. I think they got a bright future ahead of them. The whole quarterback cap that's going on with him. We're going to package that up, too. I can already see it coming. But here's what I would say. Doug Peterson's done a tremendous job of changing the culture, getting things turned around in Jacksonville. And on top of that, here's a sneaky note. Calvin Ridley will be joining the team after his suspension from gambling with them next year. So they add another piece that I think a lot of people forgot about when he went from Atlanta to Jacksonville. So that certainly will give them a different boost.
Oh, you mean the guy that only bet a couple $100 and was suspended for the whole season? That guy?
I don't know enough about
him. The answer to the question is yes, they do have the brightest future I don't think you have to package Trevor Lawrence up. He's real, real good. Yeah, six foot six, can move as an arm, athletic. But beyond all that, he's got Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl in Philly, almost did it again the next year, like had a nice run again with the backup quarterback, goes to a new town, most toxic culture in the NFL, turns it around year one, bam, makes the playoffs, and then advances. So you got that's it, man. You got that coach and that quarterback. That's the combination to me right there.
Narrative's changed on Doug Peterson real quick, huh?
As he heads into free agency, Daniel Jones, who got shellacked 38-7 against the hated Philadelphia Eagles, spoke about his future. Here he is.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. I've really enjoyed playing here. I appreciate all those guys in the locker room. It's a special group of guys, and I've really enjoyed being a part of it. So we'll figure out where that goes. But I have nothing but love and respect for this organization and the group of guys in the locker room.
Key? Are the Giants going to regret?
Shut up, Key.
That's how
DJ
I like
alone.
It. Key, that's how I like
Say
it. Let's
nothing.
Keep it nice and boring.
And I understand it's in a defeat, but the last two quarterbacks we just listened to, I got to wake up.
Sounds different.
Give me Joe Burrow, man.
No doubt.
Damn.
But there's only one Joe Burrow. So you know what I mean? Like, otherwise, I'll take nice and non-controversial for a guy at Daniel Jones level. Are the Giants going to not – remember after week 4 or 5, I'm like, Key, I want to sign him up right now. They're going to regret not re-signing him earlier?
No. His market is where it is, and they'll probably keep him, retain him, give him a nice little bump on his money. I mean, look, he's played good football, but you've got to have enough owners – general managers and head coaches to believe in him outside of the Giants organization for him to get the payday that everybody thinks he deserves. New York certainly, what other options are out there? Like, this is the perfect situation for the Giants and for him. He'll get taken care of the way he's supposed to, but, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
He's certainly not Jalen Hurts. You could see the difference, but I didn't think he played that – like, I was okay with Daniel Jones, man. They were completely overmatched.
Look, I'm all about players getting their money, whatever the market takes that you get. I respect that. I want guys to earn as much as possible. If I'm the Giants, though, I'm not trying to go at $40 million a year for Daniel Jones. Like, I just
– For 3 years?
You talk about a difference maker, though.
Jay,
I know what the market's going to dictate.
New York City?
Listen to me. I know what the market's going to dictate. I hear you. I'm just saying, if you're an organization, I'm looking at that saying, are you that much of a needle mover at the end of the day for the biggest games? I would try to get you for a little bit less.
40's not top of the market.
Still a little bit less, though.
Wait, do you think you can – here's the question, Jay. Do you think you can win a Super Bowl if you pay – I think you can. I think you can pay Daniel Jones $40 million a year – over a reasonable deal, not a long-term deal, and win a Super Bowl during that time? Do you? Or do you think that excludes them?
I do. With the quarterbacks we're seeing in this league right now, I do not.
I think Jones.
I think he can win a Super Bowl, but he's got to get some help.
There has to be a lot of things.
They got to re-sign Saquon. They got to re-sign Daniel Jones. They got to upgrade at the receiver position, and then pick up another few pieces around. And for his second year in this system, he'll know it'll be slowing down for him completely, because he'll be able to just know what it's supposed to be because it's second time around.
You know, also Hodgkins and Bellinger and these kind of nice little pieces who should not be the lead receivers. But if you just get one top receiver, all of a sudden everyone else's numbers drop down. Like, oh, he's now the two, he's now the three. Now you got a decent receiving core. There aren't that many things to address, not as much as it seems like on the surface.
No, they need to go get a dog.
It feels a little bit, and I'm not hating, just where I'm coming from, it feels a little bit like the Knicks. Like a couple years ago, I remember, like, oh, the Knicks got in the playoffs. Like, we're a champion. I'm like, I got some pieces, but let's slow down as
better
than the
Knicks
expectations.
Coach,
I know. I just want to slow down because nobody had them making the playoffs. And now we're talking about them. Oh, how far are they away from winning the Super Bowl? I'm like, slow down a little bit here, y'all.
No, not next year. 2-3 years from now.
Okay.
Joe Shane has a big job this offseason. He's got to make some tough decisions. Okay.
Slow down a little bit. That's all.
Bengals 27 in the snow that Josh Allen was built for, right? Bills 10. Bills came into the season Super Bowl favorites throughout much of the year, Super Bowl favorites. Josh Allen's supposed to be the MVP. Sean McDermott, are you worried about the team's Super Bowl window closing?
No. This is a good football team, and you learn from things like this. You keep knocking on the door. That's what you do. You stay steadfast in your focus and your approach. You work your tail off.
What do you think, Key?
He's right. You don't worry about that. But what I would say, though, is if they don't start to hurry up and get going, because Miami Dolphins aren't slowing down. The New York Jets is looking for a quarterback. They're coming. And I bet you, as long as Bill Belichick is going to be coaching football, they're going to figure out how to get New England back on track. So the last thing you want to do if you're the Bills is stay where you at. You want to move the next steps, because Cincinnati's not going anywhere. Kansas City's not going anywhere. The Chargers are trying to figure it out. They'll eventually be where they're supposed to be. You start looking at Baltimore bringing their situation with Lamar Jackson. So let's go. Let's get it going, or else you'll be on the hot seat after next year.
Has Mike McCarthy done enough to save his job? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.